Welcome to the Joycast, episode 20, My Gap Year. The Joycast is my life coaching podcast exploring the possibilities of living a more joy-filled life. I am your host, certified professional life coach and public speaker, Gia Guidry. Hello, friends. This podcast is about my gap year, and it's one that I'm very excited to be sharing with you. So if you've been following me for a while, and if you see my Instagram or my Facebook posts, you'll know that I'm taking a gap year after being a mom for 28 years. And, you know, kids have the opportunity now to potentially take a gap year between high school and college. I think it's a brilliant idea. None of my kids did it, but I think it's really something remarkable that is available to kids now. Certainly wasn't something that was an option for me when I was going to college, but now it is an option because I think we can take a gap year if we want to when we're grown-ups. And so what is this all about? What is this gap year all about? Why am I doing it? Where am I going to go? Have I lost my mind? These are all the questions that I'm getting from people around me. And that's what today's episode is all about. I'm going to answer all your questions. So my gap year officially began last week when I took a cruise for the Women's Summit at Sea. It was a professional and personal development workshop summit. It was led by two of my very dear friends from Lafayette, Louisiana, Jackie Russo and Melissa Bowen. And I've known them both a very long time. I've known Jackie since high school when she and I were in speech and debate together, even though I never debated and I never, ever would have wanted to debate Jackie. She is quite an orator. But Jackie was such a great public speaker even then. When she would come into my room as a competitor, I knew immediately that I was going to lose. And it was so really, really cool to see her on stage in her element leading our summit with just such grace and, you know, true authority. She really, really knows her business. And then, of course, my dear friend Melissa Bowen, who is my friend from show choir, and we've been friends since college, and she's a therapist and a life coach, and oh my gosh, what a wise and wonderful woman she is. I love listening to her. She has such amazing insights and guidance. She is a certified Daring Way facilitator, which is the Brené Brown program, and oh, I learned so much from her. So the summit was about, you know, many things, but particularly women in leadership. Melissa taught us about the power of vulnerability and letting go of shame as you show up and represent yourself authentically in your marketing, in your business, with your clients. This was a really big one for me. I loved it. And Jackie taught us all about personal and professional branding and so much more. We have a wonderful workbook that I'm still going through and continuing to, you know, expand my ideas of myself and my business and my work and my brand. And we wrapped up Melissa teaching us about setting boundaries. This one I loved so much, I'm going to do a whole podcast just on that topic. But I met so many great women in the summit, and I just loved getting to make these connections. And there was something really, really powerful and magical about the friendship and the freedom that I felt talking with these other ladies. And I have to say, I think part of it has to do with the fact that almost every one of them is from Louisiana. I think maybe every one of them. And there's just something friendly about Louisiana people, or maybe there's something special about it because I'm from there. But there was just an ease and a flow in the group as though we were all friends even before we arrived. And God, I wish I was back. I loved it. I loved it so much. I was the photographer on this cruise, and I got to photograph each woman to do a series of headshots for them that they can use in their marketing. And that was a really cool experience for me. I scoped the entire ship looking for the perfect place to take photos, and I found it. It was underneath a stairwell with a white wall background, and it was outside on a deck, but it had a complete protection from the wind with a whole wall of windows. So it was just the perfect spot, aside from it being a little sweaty. But I only worked with each woman for about 5 to 10 minutes, so we moved quickly before they got too shiny. And I think the pictures came out great. And then I had one of the girls who was my roommate do my headshots, and you'll be seeing those on my marketing coming up. So this next segment of my trip is a 2-month road trip. And as you listen to this on Friday morning, I am driving the first leg of the trip. I'm headed to Denver, Colorado first to stay with my oldest son, Alex, but I'm stopping in Denton, Texas to see Skye. She's in school at UNT, so I'm going to stop there on Friday morning and have a quick little visit. Maybe I'll bake her some cookies. And then I'm staying in Amarillo for the night. That's a good halfway point between Houston and Denver. And near Amarillo is Palo Duro Canyon. So if I arrive where there's still daylight enough, I would like to go see that canyon. It's the second largest canyon in the United States. So I'll be in Denver on Saturday evening. And then I get to stay with some friends in Crested Butte after that. And then I'm wandering down to Santa Fe to see my middle baby, Abby. And I'm going to bounce between my two kids a lot for about a month. And I'm going to explore lots of national and state parks around them. Because my favorite thing about traveling is really seeing the land. I like to be outside. I like to be in nature. I like to be, you know, touching the rocks and putting my fingers in the streams and noticing the trees, the flowers. I just want to soak that up. I want to climb on things and jump off of things, you know. I love to put my feet in streams. Might be getting kind of cold up there, but very excited to see the leaves change. I've only had a little exposure to fall color, and where I'm going, it's supposed to be magnificent. So what do you like to do when you go somewhere? You know, is it all about the food, the history of the place, the architecture, the shopping, the art, the music, the culture, the people? What's it like for you when you travel? I traveled with Skye to France a couple of summers ago, and Skye was really fascinated by churches. And anytime we saw a church, we went in. And that was really cool to see through her eyes, like, what piques her interest. So we all tend toward our personal interests, and I just love exploring the outside, the great outdoors. So what is this gap year all about? Why did I decide to do this? Well, I'm going to tell you very honestly, it was born out of a sort of dark place. I'd come to the end of my time living in our family home, and I really didn't want to sell the house, but I didn't have the option to keep it. It was part of the divorce agreement that Skye and I could live there until she finished high school. And then we had to sell it in order to split the proceeds with my former spouse. And buying him out was absolutely not possible for me. So even though I wanted to keep the house so bad, and I even thought up some creative ways that I might be able to make it work, but it was not meant to be. But I did love that house. And I thought, you know, because I love it so much, something will work out. Something will happen. Something will come to pass that I'll get to keep it, you know. I loved the neighbors. I loved the location. And it's really hard when you really love something so much, but you have to let it go. Just not possible for you to keep it. And so I had a lot of really big feelings around this transition. And I was very sad. And that's okay. So what do we do with our big feelings? What's the first thing? If you've been listening, you'll know the answer. What's the first thing we always do with big feelings? We feel them. We allow them to pass through us. I just heard a great podcast yesterday. I'm going to link it in the show notes. The podcast is called Hidden Brain, and the topic was on being kind to yourself. The guest was Kristen Neff, and I'm going to quote her here. She said, "If you don't give compassion to yourself and kindness to yourself and support when you're experiencing big negative emotions, and instead the way you try to deal with them is by shoving them down, suppressing them, bottling them up, then what's going to happen is you haven't actually dealt with these negative emotions. You haven't processed them. And what we know very clearly from the psychological research is whatever you resist actually grows stronger. So trying to avoid them creates a pressure so that eventually you've actually strengthened the negative emotion so that when it comes out, it's even worse than it would have been otherwise." End quote. So I let myself feel all these negative emotions I had about letting go of that house, that familiarity, that comfort, that security. It was my favorite house that we've ever had, and I loved it so much because I got to put a lot of my own, spin on the decor. I got to make a lot of choices. It was just my favorite. I loved the size. I loved that it was 100 years old. I loved that it had a porch and a swing. I loved, that it had covered, enclosed parking and an office outside for me in the back. There was just a lot to love about that house. Beautiful, beautiful light. So I did have to let it go, There was a lot of fear around letting go of something that I cherished like that. And my brain was offering me a lot of questions. Where am I going to go? What's going to be better than this? What a demotion I'm going to have to make from moving to this wonderful, living in this wonderful house. What a demotion it's going to be to go into something like, whatever I can afford, an apartment. Am I going to have to move out to the country where I can afford something and live alone like a recluse? What is going to happen to me? I built and I created this lifestyle with a partner, but now I'm left to do this on my own. And what can I do on my own? And these questions bubbling up, it's so natural. It's the activity of an anxious mind in transition. And sometimes I forget that life is a mystery anyway. So no matter how much control I think I might have, no matter how much I try to plan and make the best choices for myself, there are curveballs, right? There are curveballs coming our way. And there's also curveballs in the positive direction. There's an element of mystery and surprise to life. And it's comforting to me to get back into a space of trusting my life. I want to trust life. And I trust myself to do what I need to do to be okay, no matter what happens. But I also want to be in partnership with my life, that greater force of my life that, feels like light and love and joy and peace and contentment. I saw a great quote from the series on television called Tiny Beautiful Things. It goes like this: "You can't let the worst things that happen to you stop you from getting what you want. And if you do, that is nobody's fault but yours." So as I started to explore what I would do next and where I would want to go, I let myself play with the idea of what would be so fun for me? What would I do if I could do anything? What would I do if I had a magic wand? What if there were no limits to where I could live or what I could do, or what would be just magical? What would be a dream come true? And first and foremost, it's I want to travel. I want to travel. I want to travel while I'm still young enough to be able to do it. You know, I want to hike and climb and jump off things and, you know, have it be okay if my sleep schedule is interrupted because I can recover from that. You know what I mean? I want to travel before everything starts hurting all the time. I don't want to put that off. I don't want to wait until I build a whole new stable life and career and, you know, have a mortgage. And I don't want to build safety and security first. I want to build adventure first. That is my priority. And I have this window of time between having a mortgage and signing a lease. So I decided to put all my things in storage and I'm just going to see what happens. You know, a lot of people want to know what's next after the gap year. Heck, I don't even know what's the second half of my gap year. I just know that for now, this is what I'm doing. I'm going off on an adventure. At the moment, I have 2 months of travel planned for September, October, and the very beginning of November. And then I'll be back in Houston for the holidays. I'm using my monthly living expenses budget to travel instead of paying rent or a mortgage. And luckily, I have a lot of friends and family along the way that are allowing me to stay with them, so I'm not going to have to pay for lodging every night while I'm out. So yes, I'm starting the journey with each one of my kids. I'm going to actually get to see all three of them within the first 10 days. And that's always the best, isn't it, for a parent, just to get to spend time with your kids, to get to see them in their own environments and share long walks and talks and meals together. And I get to learn all about where they live and meet their friends and love on their pets. So I'm going to get to be in the mountains in Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona. I'm dying to see the Grand Canyon. And then I'm headed further west after that. And a lot of my trip is kind of loosey-goosey. It's not all planned out. I'll definitely be keeping you posted on my whereabouts. If you haven't yet followed me on Instagram, Gap Year Mom. It's gap_year_mom. And then, of course, my Instagram, Gia Spirit. But I'm going to be sharing mostly to Gap Year Mom over these next 2 months. And I will copy that to Facebook as well. And then I'm going to be keeping you posted here on the podcast. I'm hoping to be able to keep up with Friday launches on the podcast. And, you know, on occasion, I might have to miss for some unexpected reason. But my goal is to be here with you on Fridays. So if you want to share a little bit of time on the road with me, I want you to text me or private message me and we can set up a call while I'm driving because I love catching up with friends on my long drives. It makes me feel like I have a little road buddy along the way. And also keep in mind that I am taking clients on Tuesday and Wednesday each week. My travel schedule does allow me to be in one place those 2 days of the week and all my coaching calls are done over Zoom or on the phone. So I can meet, you know, with you from anywhere that you live. So if you're ready for coaching, please reach out. I have space to take about 5 more clients, some Tuesday openings and some Wednesday openings. So, okay, that's all I've got for you today. And remember, this is your one wild and beautiful life. So what are you going to do with it? I love you, sunshine. Bye now.